Welcome back to Breathe Free, the Smoking Release Activation. This is Dr. Gary Danko, and today's episode is one I've been looking forward to sharing with you, because this is where we stop trying to fight smoking and start speaking directly to the part of you that smokes. Not with blame, not with willpower, but with understanding. And the language of understanding is hypnosis. Milton Erickson, the father of modern hypnotherapy, once said, "People don't come to therapy to change their past, but to create their future." To Erickson, hypnosis wasn't about control. It wasn't about sleep or surrender or being, quote-unquote, under. It was about focus. Deep, effortless focus. It was about bypassing the chatter of the conscious mind and inviting the subconscious to take the wheel for a while. Because the subconscious already knows the road. It just needed a new destination. Erickson believed that people already had the resources to change. They just needed help unlocking them. And in my 30-plus years working with clients, I've seen this truth over and over again. So, let's demystify it. Hypnosis is natural. In fact, you've been in hypnosis today. Ever drive somewhere and forget the last 10 minutes of the trip? Ever lose yourself in a book or a movie so completely that you forgot the world outside? That's a trance. And when you're in trance, your subconscious becomes open, responsive, curious. This is the state where real change begins. There's no pendulum, no clucking like a chicken, no surrender of your will. Just a deeper part of you, listening, opening, rewriting old scripts. Hypnosis isn't magic, but it can feel like it when it works. Let me tell you about Jim. Jim came to me smoking 2 packs a day for 35 years. He said, "I've tried everything, cold turkey, patches, even acupuncture. Nothing sticks." In his first hypnosis session, we didn't talk about quitting. We talked about peace. We talked about what he really wanted. To be present for his grandkids. To stop hiding behind the garage. To stop planning his life around a lighter. And during hypnosis, we helped Jim speak to the part of him that smoked. Not to punish it, but to listen to it. And then offer it a new job, as protector, as calm, as strength. By the third session, he'd gone a full week without smoking for the first time in decades. He cried when he realized he hadn't even thought about a cigarette that morning. And that part of him, the one that used to scream for a smoke, was now helping him breathe deeper. This is the power of hypnosis. Not control, not force, cooperation. I once described the subconscious as a librarian. It stores every file, every experience, emotion, habit. But sometimes it misfiles things. Like, quote-unquote, smoking equals comfort. And all you need to do is go into the library and ask that gentle librarian to move that file. Not burn it. Not banish it. Just place it on a different shelf. Somewhere where it no longer runs your life. And that librarian is always willing to help. When approached with respect, clarity, and calm. That's hypnosis. Now, I want you to reflect. What did you believe about hypnosis before this course? What did you see on TV or in movies that shaped your idea? And what's changed? go to the community and share your experience. Because clearing misconceptions is part of healing. And your story might help someone else take the leap. Next time, we'll talk about your body, your incredible, regenerating, forgiving body, and how healing helps and happens the moment you stop poisoning it. But for now, just take a breath. You don't need to fight the part of you that smokes. You just need to speak its language. And now, you know how. This is Gary Danko, PhD. I'll see you in episode 5 of Breathe Free, the Smoking Release Activation.